In Australia, some are calling this the historical event of a lifetime, while others believe Queen Elizabeth II's funeral has been turned into some sort of spectacle. Reporter Claudia Copeland went out into the streets of Sydney to see what the people thought.
I will be at work, and even if I wasn't at work, I think the Queen is an icon in her own right. I think the monarchy as a whole is very contentious and I don't necessarily support it. So although I have respect for the Queen and any person who's passed, not something I'm interested in.
That was a response from a young student when I asked her if she was going to be watching the Queen's funeral, which is taking place this evening. With some saying this is the historical event of a lifetime, it seems young people feel this event doesn't affect them as much as older generations.
I mean, there's probably plenty of those that happen in our lifetime, but different kinds of events like that. But yeah, maybe. I don't know if it's very significant to me, though, personally.
Do you think it's more of a generational thing that are going to feel more emotional towards this?
Yeah, in my experience, I guess the people that are more vocal about it are the ones that are a little bit older in my life. They're the ones talking about it. No one my age has sort of really brought it up except to say, oh, she's died. But that being said, I think anytime anyone dies is a sad thing. I just don't necessarily think anyone's life is more important than anyone else's. So it's probably where I stand on this funeral and the whole situation. I'm not sure that I'd be standing out there looking at it, even if I was close to it.
I could not care less. I think the only reason majority of me and my friends even cared about the Queen's passing, not to be insensitive, it is sad that a person has passed away, but they're a very distant, like, the Queen's a very distant figure to us. I feel in Australia she doesn't have, like, a real purpose. She's kind of just, like, a figurehead. And the only reason we really cared about her passing is that we're just interested in what's going to be on our coins.
However, one gentleman thought that there was still an overall admiration for the Queen amongst young people, but a generational distance from the royal family overall. While another woman stated, because Australia is such a multicultural nation, most people might not even identify with the Queen.
The Queen, yes. I think that even the younger generation still admire the Queen. I think the youngers, especially with the Harry and William feud and a few other things, and Prince Andrew, I think a lot of people have probably turned away from the royal family, but I still think the Queen had a lot of respect and still does today. But like I said, the royal family as a whole, maybe not so much. We'll see what King Charles does now. We don't know. He may keep it going. It may dwindle. I don't know.
Probably the younger people wouldn't have that much connection with her. And also, being a multicultural country, what, 40% people born overseas, so, you know, they may not identify with her. Although some of their original countries also have kings and queens. But I think the respect is more as a symbol rather than perhaps what she did. My opinion is that I prefer a republic to a monarchy for sure. However, just her personality, because it spanned 70 years, somehow you're invested in her through her in your own life, you know, your mother's or whatever. So you have some sort of respect for her longevity and her personality. But as a monarchy, I wish we would just forget about it.
During these interviews, talks of Australia becoming a republic also popped up in conversation. One person stating she believed the day of mourning public holiday is disrespectful towards Indigenous Australians and the monarchy is no longer relevant in Australian society. How do you feel about King Charles coming into the role of being King of England?
Honestly, that thought kind of disgusts me. I really think that we should use this moment of the Queen's passing to hopefully, like, push for Australia to become a republic. I think the fact that we have a day of mourning, you know, as a public holiday is super insensitive to our First Nations people. And I think this would be a good kind of point in time to cut those ties with the monarchy. It's just really irrelevant now. We need to move past it.
How soon would you like to see conversation of Australia being a republic?
Now, to be perfectly honest, I don't want it to have to say long live the king. I think it's, as I said, it's really disgusting towards our First Nations people for them to have to mourn these colonial figures. It's awful, and I think we just need to move past it.
I think it's because the Queen and the monarchy back then had a lot more sway and political importance, and today they're supposedly just figureheads, especially here in Australia. So a lot of people in the young generation do not care about the Queen as much as people in the older generation.
One woman also believed the funeral had become a spectacle.
Yeah, I think people just want a glimpse of the Queen's casket, or they just want to look into the royal life, not necessarily out of respect for the Queen, because a lot of people just see her as an old lady who they've always known, and they don't really respect her royal position, which everyone has their right to do that, but especially with a funeral, they don't really care about the proceedings. They just want to be involved in something that's a pop culture moment.